This is Fresh Air. The Sony Classical label has just begun to release a series of 50 compact discs by the conductor and composer Pierre Boulez. Much of the material has been available on LP, but classical music critic Lord Schwartz says Sony also has some new items.
I'd like to play you a passage from one of the most beautiful choral works in all of music. That was Friede auf Erden, Peace on Earth, and it was written in 1907 by a composer whose austere modernism is so intimidating you might not believe he was capable of anything so warm and openly emotional. Arnold Schoenberg. The BBC singers perform it with both deep feeling and soaring clarity under the inspired direction of Pierre Boulez. It's the opening selection on a two-disc set of Schoenberg's choral music, which includes a fascinating variety of work, from settings of German folk songs, psalms, and satires, to Schoenberg's daringly personal version of the Kol Nidre, the hymn of repentance sung on the Jewish High Holy Day, Yom Kippur. Schoenberg had become first a Catholic and then a Protestant convert. But when the Nazis forced him out of Germany just before World War II, he turned back to his original Judaism. The text, in English and Hebrew, is by Schoenberg himself. Boulez conducts tenor John Shirley Quirk and the BBC Orchestra and Chorus.
We repent the peace obligations have estranged us from the sacred task we were chosen.
The first five releases in Sony's ambitious Boulez edition emphasize music from the century we most associate with Boulez, the 20th. He conducts music from the so-called Second Viennese School, including momentous versions of Alban Berg's Lulu Suite and Lyric Suite, and music by French composers from Ravel down to Boulez's own kaleidoscopic compositions. One of his landmark recordings is an album devoted to the spacey, experimental, organized sound of Edgar Varèse. Here's some of the exhilarating and mysterious ionization, in which 13 percussionists play 37 different percussion instruments. Boulez deserves his reputation for high-powered intellect, but his infinitely seductive performances of Ravel reveal another important side to his personality. The three-disc set of Ravel's orchestral works includes a devastating version of La Valse and a 1975 performance with the New York Philharmonic of the complete Daphnis and Chloe ballet. It has all the sinuous narrative flow and insinuating sexuality that's missing from Bernard Haitink's current best-selling disc with the Boston Symphony. The one new item in the Ravel set is probably the last piece in the world you'd associate with Boulez, the Bolero, It's an odd yet irresistible performance. Here, the bolero is less a dance than a streamlined ghost train racing down a well-oiled but rather dangerously winding track. There'll eventually be some 50 recordings in this Boulez edition. And with Sony's so-called high-definition sound and 20-bit technology, even the previously released performances sound fresh and new. Boulez has such an extraordinary ear. He brings to life so many nuances of a score that even a small improvement in sound lets us hear a lot more of what's already there.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.